It's Fuck Yeah Friday.
Fuck yeah.
Get ready for some wins.
Welcome to the Be It Till You See It podcast, where we talk about taking messy action, knowing that perfect is boring. I'm Leslie Logan, Pilates instructor and fitness business coach. I've trained thousands of people around the world, and the number one thing I see stopping people from achieving anything is self-doubt. My friends, action brings clarity, and it's the antidote to fear. Each week, my guests will bring bold, executable, intrinsic, and targeted steps that you can use to put yourself first and be it till you see it. It's a practice, not a perfect. Let's get started. Hello, Be It Babe. How are you? Happy Friday. Oh my God, how is it the last Friday in April already? This year is just flying by in the most amazing ways. And I know that that can feel kind of crazy and chaotic. And, you know, it's like, I feel like we just celebrated spring and now we're like, people already talking about summer. And you know, for my people in the Southern Hemisphere, you're like, please, can we talk about spring? Because I'd like to get out of this weather that we're in. I'm so excited for you. I'm so excited for where you're going today. Whether you're driving to work or you're driving home, or maybe you've got something kind of stressful about to go to it. But I'm excited for you because everything is happening for you. It really, really is. And we get to connect the dots looking backwards later on. And that's really, really fun. So if this is your first time listening to an FYF, hi, we celebrate wins. So I read out wins that were sent in, to us, and then I share a win of mine and we get to see how many ways you can celebrate wins, good ones, things that feel a little off, things that like actually feel like a loss, but then they actually turn out to be a win. We got some of those, coming up to share with you in the future weeks. So, you know, what are your wins? We want to hear them. Send them into the Be It Pod. All right. First up is Ainsley. Ainsley is an agency member, an Elevate member. She's been in Cambodia with me. She lights up every room she's in. So she said, this week I got gifted 711 pounds. Yes, it should have been over 14,000 pounds from a salary I'd earned for a company I previously worked for 10 years. For that went into administration in 2020. But this gift I got because I followed up and refused to accept that I had not received what was due because one human put a line through my name because I was having an operation. It was about me setting boundaries. It's a gift because it's symbolic and full closure of previous chapters. It forced me to pivot and retrain when I thought I was at my lowest. I was not. That came later. Little did I know, it truly was done for me at the time and not to me. Who knew I could be so much happier creating and curating this life I want to lead, not have to. So this is a life she wants to lead and not have to. Isn't that beautiful? All right. She said, this week, I'm fully celebrating with the 711 pounds intentionally, spending every penny so it's not swallowed up by daily bills. My studio got a repaint, some new magic circles for group class, and the decorator has a cancellation for next week. So is painting my bedroom and kitchen too. A new color, fresh energy, gray be gone. Bedroom represents sleep, calm, and rest. Kitchen represents nourish me and my family. There's 95 pounds left over for a Lumi ice bath for daily habits. Oh, and a new set of matching mugs represent cup of teas with friends, family, chats. These are for me what 2024 are to be about, building on what I have, my skills, my business, my family, and my home. Ainsley, freaking way to advocate for yourself. It should have been more, but like way to like just freaking get some for you as you were due. And then to truly being so intentional about that money. Oh my gosh, it's beautiful. Thank you for sharing this win because it's really beautiful to celebrate. And I got to picture how you would use that money. And I'm just so excited for you. Megan Clements, who actually was in Cambodia at the same time Ainsley was, also had a win. She's an agency member. And she wrote, I taught my first masterclass today, 10 of 12 spaces filled. Super happy with how it went. And I have three more in the series. Way to go, Megan. Way to go. I mean, it's so new things, even when teaching a long time, art can be so difficult. And like, I love that you're celebrating that you got the first one done and that you get to have more in that series. So congratulations. Lori Watson, she's an OG OPC member, OG agency member. She actually will contribute to OPC workshops. And we've got one coming up with her at summer camp and she has a win. My win, I've been consistent on the Calm app for 1,096 days. That's 3 years plus 1 day. I listen every day to the daily Calm in the morning before getting out of bed. I listen to Daily J midday, as well as do the Daily Moves. Every evening, I listen to the Daily Tip once in bed, and sometimes I will listen to a sleep story, do breath work, and or music. I figured since I've been working out daily, anywhere from 10 to 60 minutes since I recovered my 2020 fusion, somewhere around June of 2020, I started adding sessions on the equipment. I would add the mindful piece. Anyway, that's my win. Thanks, LL, for always encouraging me and always believing in me. Laura, you're freaking incredible. And I remember when you started that Daily Calm, and I mean like 1,096 days in a row, and you already do so many things daily, but I love that you have a morning, noon, and night thing that just is truly part of your day and who you and supporting you in every way. So you've got your movement, you've got your mind, and it's just beautiful. So thank you for sharing. You guys, I want you to know, I know Lori has actually celebrated her Daily Calm days sooner than 3 years. And I think that's really important to note, but I also love that she keeps celebrating it. The reason why we celebrate things, you guys, is that it actually puts dopamine in the brain and that helps create habits. And so my agency members, my Elevate members, my OPC members are used to celebrating FYFs always. They've been doing it for years, and it's because it's how habits are truly created. That's how they're made. So if you are trying to make something happen in your life, you got to put happiness around it. You got to put celebrations around it. And also the reason why we do FYFs is like, my goodness, at the end of the week, instead of looking at what you haven't done yet, what you got done, right? What did you do?
Loves, it's here. OPC Summer Camp. You know, that thing we started last year? Well, we're doing it again this year, and we're making it bigger and better than ever because we have teachers from all over the world, which means all day long, you can nerd out with me at Camp Zoom from the comfort of your own home in your favorite Pilates workout outfit without having to get bugs or dirt or weird camp food that's like some weird slot. No, you can have the amazing food from your own home. You can be whatever clothes you want to be in, and you can join us all day long for whatever workouts and workshops you sign up for. In fact, you can even do a whole day pass and save the most money. In fact, up to 56% off if you buy the day pass. So go to opc.me/events to see the full schedule and lineup of events. If you only have access to a mat, we've got plenty of stuff for you. We've got reformer. We've got some happy hip reformer with you. We've got so many amazing things. You can go to opc.me/events to see the whole schedule, all 14 teachers, and all the goodness that's going to happen at Camp Zoom. And I'm your camp director. Woo!
So a win of mine. Okay, this win is a little bit long time coming to celebrate. I actually did it a few weeks ago, but I have not celebrated it fully with you. And so I'm also just not done celebrating it yet because it was a frick ton of work, like a shit ton of work. But I got the first draft done of the flashcards, and they are on the design cards online where we set everything up before we hit print. This is a really big deal because this is like the biggest step into getting closer to hitting print on this deck. This deck was a big beast of a deck. I mean, they're all big beasts of a deck, but like the matte deck was like not. The reformer deck felt like a beast. The Cadillac deck, I was just like, oh, what did I get myself into? The chairs deck, I was like, okay, I think I got it going. The barrels deck felt like a Cadillac deck again. There was just like so many different parts to it. There's four different pieces of equipment in this deck. It's just really, really huge. And I had to do the photo shoot after writing them instead of before. And there's something nice about having the visual picture that goes with the thing. And I had to do it the reverse because I was waiting for some equipment to be built. This has been a journey. And I'm so, so excited that we're one step closer to this deck being completed. But do you see, I'm not waiting for a deck to be completed to celebrate it. I'm celebrating that this biggest obstacle, the biggest hurdle to getting closer to it being printed is done, and now the reviews start. So that means a contemporary teacher reviews them, a non-teacher, non-client reviews them. Then I do a double check on them to make sure that they make sense. And then they actually go to a printer. And then we get to like see the kind of draft of it, like what it's going to look like on the cards, make sure we like the order of everything. And then it gets to you where you can actually do pre-sale. So anyways, big, huge, humongous win. And I should have celebrated it a few weeks ago, but I'm celebrating it with you now. So I celebrated a ton at home. As soon as it was done, I did a jumping up and down, and I went on a little camping trip. So thank you all for those of you who do celebrate and support the flashcards we make. We make them for you. Trust me, I do not make them for me. I would not spend 500 hours writing if it was for me. So I'm so excited for these to be in your hot little hands. So now, the mantra part of our talk today, and then you get to go off and celebrate your wins. And I hope you send them to me so I can share them on the pod, because when you get to hear them, it's like they happened a few months or weeks ago. And then when you hear them, you get to re-enjoy that win. It's pretty cool. I love that I love what I love. I love that I love what I love. I love that I love what I love. Oh, I love that. Don't you love that? I love that I love what I love. Well, I love you. And I love that I love that. You are amazing. You bring me so much joy. And thank you so much for being a Be It Pod listener, for leaving reviews, for sharing this podcast with a friend. And until next time, be it till you see it.
That's all I got for this episode of the Be It Till You See It podcast. One thing that would help both myself and future listeners is for you to rate the show and leave a review and follow or subscribe for free wherever you listen to your podcast. Also, make sure to introduce yourself over at the Be It Pod on Instagram. I would love to know more about you. Share this episode with whoever you think needs to hear it. Help us and others be it till you see it. Have an awesome day.
Be It Till You See It is a production of the Bloom Podcast Network. If you want to leave us a message or a question that we might read on another episode, you can text us at +1 310-905-5534 or send a DM on Instagram at Be It Pod.
It's written, filmed, and recorded by your hosts, Leslie Logan, and me, Brad Crowell.
It is transcribed, produced, and edited by the epic team at Desenio.co.
Our theme music is by Ali at Apex Production Music, and our branding by designer and artist Gianfranco Cioffi.
Special thanks to Melissa Solomon for creating our visuals.
Also to Angelina Herrico for adding all of our content to our website. And finally, to Meredith Root for keeping us all on point and on time.
All right, my coffee lovers, I got something for you. And I know most of you are coffee lovers because if you're listening to this, you have lots of things you're doing and coffee is something that you are taking with you everywhere you go. In fact, I know the Pilates instructors around here are taking coffee, kombucha, tea, and water into every class that they take. So this one is amazing because this is Pure Cafe Bold. They have two options for you. They've got black coffee and then they've got a caramel coffee latte, which is amazing. And here's why it's amazing. It's pre-brewed. So it comes in this amazing little packet and you can actually just take the packet in to your office, your work on a plane, like we've been doing. And then you pour hot water in and boom, you've got coffee. And this coffee actually has some amazing stuff. It's not just regular coffee. This coffee supports your immune system. It boosts cognitive function, increases stamina, it reduces stress, and it has cordyceps.
And what are cordyceps, you ask? Oh, that's right, Brad's here. Nature's powerful secret energizer, a rare species of fungi, cordyceps is renowned for its invigorating properties and centuries-old use in traditional medicine, packed with essential nutrients. This natural adaptogen boosts stamina and supports overall well-being. And seriously, it's actually super simple to make. Leslie and I have taken it camping.
Yeah.
I'll use it in the afternoon.
We're taking it everywhere because I'm tired of conferences and different hotels having burnt coffee.
It's 1,000 times better than the terrible coffee that you get on an airplane.
And the black coffee is like less than a dollar a packet. So it's like, it's really kind of amazing.
Yeah. And I'm a big fan of the caramel myself.
He
the
does
caramel
like
has
it.
A little bit of milk in it. So.
It has some dairy. So my dairy free peeps, you can't do the caramel, but you can do the black, right?
Yeah. The black coffee is vegan, keto, gluten-free, non-GMO, nut-free, dairy-free, fat-free, and CGMP compliant.
All right. So here's the deal. You need to go to beitpod.com/coffee. BEITPOD.com/coffee. And when you do that, you are going to be able to get some amazing coffee that we're loving. You can buy it as a one-time purchase or you can actually get it as a subscription. There's even family packs. So if you know that you've got a lot of coffee drinkers in your household, this is amazing. And it's honestly cheaper than all the coffees we've been making at home. So we are so excited. I hope you are. Go to beitpod.com/coffee. And, you know, cheers to you and I. Every morning, we'll be drinking the same coffee together. Woo!